Those are the secrets of the Naya Mani Malach for the week of the new moon of Monday, the 8th of April. The definition of new moon in Aries. Aries is initiator of energy. Initiating energies always begin with love. When you first fell in love with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, when you first fell in love with your home, your automobile, it was love. Love was an energy, an excitement. You loved it. That's why you went ahead with it. That's why you said yes to it. That's why you couldn't resist. You couldn't resist because love. Whenever you go into hate mode, that's malfunction. If you hate your iPhone, there's a malfunction with you. There's no problem with the iPhone. Your iPhone is perfectly okay. If you hate iPhone, it's because you hate the messages or the lack of messages that come in on your phone. You don't hate the phone. When you hate your ex-husband, ex-wife, ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, it's because you've still got attachments to them, and that's a malfunction. You're supposed to love them when you're in the relationship with them, and when the relationship ends, you simply don't care less about them anymore. You're really not supposed to care less. If you still care about them, if you're still checking to see if they're alive, dead or alive, it means that you still got an attachment to them. If you're still holding on to the resentment and the bitterness and the anger and the frustration that he or she created for you, to you, and because of you, that's right, they created it in the relationship. You created it. You created the toxicity together. It means that you've still got an attachment. It's a malfunction. It's a malfunction of the energy. It's a malfunction of the communication. It's a malfunction. You should get to a place where you don't care less about them anymore. It's neutral. People who hold on to resentments, they hold on to resentments for karma, a lifetime after lifetime, into the next lifetime, into the next reincarnation, into the next lifetime, into the next lifetime, and they're always going to end up going through the cycle like goldfish going around in circles in the goldfish tank. It's not going anywhere. You're not going anywhere. You're not actually accomplishing anywhere. You're not actually entering the age of enlightenment, the age of Aquarius. Pluto in Aquarius. Aquarius is a star sign of detachment. Don't care less. Detachment means I really don't care less. Don't care less. You get to a point and you don't care less. Now, those of you who have been in relationships you love that then turned sour, that then turned to hate, you got to a moment when you really didn't care less what he or she said. And then you didn't care less what he or she does. And then you don't care less now whoever they're with, because you don't care less about them. You've now moved on to a bigger and a brighter future. So why is it so important? Why? Especially this year. Why is it so important, this message of neutral emotions towards anything that is not going to be part of your future? Neutral means nothing. It's because we have an eclipse across the United States on the 8th of April, and the USA, because it is the greatest country in the world. There's no question. You know, the Russians think they're number ones. Other countries think they're number ones. The French think they're number ones. The Spanish think they're number ones. Even the British, Great Britain, they call themselves Great British, right? Even they think they're number ones. Every country thinks they're number one, but they're not. The only country that is number one in the whole wide world is the United States of America. And the fact that the number one country is having an eclipse from top to bottom, from tip to toe, it's having an eclipse. It means it's announcing to the whole wide world, the new moon in Aries, the first star sign of the zodiac. It's announcing now, let go of any toxicity. Let go of any negativity. Let's just be neutral about it. It goes away. It will vanish. It will end. It will abruptly end, hopefully, very quickly. Then it's about the attachments, love attachments, because your heart was born to love. Your heart was born to love other human beings. Your heart wasn't born to bomb the shit out of other human beings. Your heart wasn't born to hate other human beings. Unfortunately, that's a malfunction. It is a malfunction. It is a malfunction. It's a human malfunction. When people hate, nations hate, countries hate. When Hitler and the Nazis, that gang of thugs, you see not the Masters of the Air series, very brilliant series of the Steven Spielberg, it was a malfunction of those monsters, those German Nazi monsters. There was a malfunction. They hated. The gang of thugs decided they wanted to rule the world. And in the end, they ended ruling jack shit. The definition of what we're going through right now is that detachment from anything that we hate, anybody that we hate, in order to just be cleansed and purified. No more dirt, no more filth in our aura, in our mind. No, because all your exes, all the definition of filth and dirt, it didn't work out. It created toxic, it created uncomfortableness. Now it's about the purity of getting out of the movement. Now that we are now cleansed at the new moon in Aries, and it is about that cleansing, now I'm ready, I'm up and running, and I'm ready and willing and going. Two types of people in the world. There are those that receive messages and there are those that emit messages. Now, even the people who wait to receive messages, they are still waiting in a positive mode and waiting to receive something. Those people who do proactive, they're the ones who initiate, then they also are also waiting for the right energy. And those of you who haven't yet received the right energy, the new moon and the 8th of April is the right energy. One thing I'm going to add, because the Kabbalists are talking about it, and therefore these radios are talking about it, and it might only apply to them, but nonetheless, whenever there's been a major worldwide event, it gets people talking. For good and for bad. 9/11 got the whole world talking. Lots of people did change 9/11 in 2001. Some people changed in coronavirus 2020. Other people changed in 2012, 2014, 2016. We always change when there's a major event. When there's a major astrological event, it's eclipse, and also a major, because the manifestation of it in real life, a major worldwide event. And when there's a major change, then we start to change and we're ready for a change. I'm going to say it, but some readers I don't know about or on the open internet might not like it, but it is important to say. The world is perfect. It's the people in the world with their attitudes, with their toxic attitudes, that are the problem. People are the problem. The way that people have got this woke culture now and this gay and lesbian culture and this culture and that culture and this one and that one. Yes, it seems to straight and normal people that the world has gone crazy. And it's not, the world has not gone crazy. Do not repeat that after me. Do not repeat. The world has not gone crazy. It's the people's mentality of the world that's gone a bit wrong. But in sync with them, they believe they are right. But they're right for wherever they live, in the country that they live. If you were in Poland, in this region of Poland, in this half of Poland, if you were seen lesbians and gays were holding hands together in the public, they would be arrested, because it is known as a lesbian and gay free zone. You can't even educate. The children in the school are not educated lesbian and gay, and nothing, it's not banned in this part of Poland. It is banned. And that's one of the reasons why they got a conflict with the Germans, because Poland wants to remain Catholic and that purity of it. That's why a lot of Jewish people are coming back to Poland, coming back to live here, because, well, it has traditional values. Now, the reason I add that, even though some people in the open internet might not like it, is because you belong where you belong. You belong in a society where you belong. And if you don't feel comfortable where you belong, it means there's something wrong with you. It's not wrong with the society. The fact that the society, for example, I think in Netherlands and some other countries, or in cannabis, is allowed in certain countries and is even publicly sold in certain countries. Cannabis is crazy. It's illegal here, but it's allowed in other countries. It seems that the world is great, but it's allowed there. And if people don't like it, then they obviously will move somewhere where it is not allowed, where it is frowned upon and when it is looked down upon. We belong in the culture and the society that we belong in. And none of the liberals can force us to change, and none of the conservatives can force us to change. We are who we are, and that intrinsic nature of who you are defines where you belong and amongst the crowd of people, the crowd of friends that you belong amongst. Christians and Jewish and Islam, Muslims, they belong in their culture. Why? Because Indians belong in their Buddhist temple, belong where they is a belonging. And that belonging is a cultural belonging. That belonging is a soulful belonging. And it is the soul. That's a spiritual secret name. It is your soul that the new moon in Aries. It is your soul that is that invisible energy. Just like God is invisible. Where is your soul? Which part of your body does your soul exist in? Where is it? Where is it all performing? How's it all connect? Where is your soul? Where is your soul? Where is God? On Monday, the 8th of April, wherever you are, whoever you are, whatever you are, whatever culture you're from, your soul will return to you. You'll feel it very sharp at the eclipse, and it is a definition of I'm back. I am back. The real me is back. Where whatever religion you belong to, whatever culture you belong to, you're back. And when you're back, then you can be a good version of yourself. Then you can be you. And your only duty that you have to anybody in the whole wide world is for you to be authentic and the real version of you.